Going to college can cause a lot of anxiety for some students, but a few are discovering they can bring a pet to campus to relieve stress. Belle, a six-year-old chocolate lab, laps up water in her bowl. She shares a dorm room with her owner, Lauren Bex, and another female roommate on the campus of Otterbein University. Bex says Belle waits patiently until she returns from campus activities.
Even if I do have to leave her, I have a long day of work or exams or labs. Just coming back into the room and having someone so excited to see you, she just goes berserk when I come home.
Tastes like what food used to be in there.
So where does she
Bex
sleep?
Is a junior studying equine pre-vet and biology. She says she suffered from anxiety in high school and knows how it can consume her life.
During finals week, you know, you just need something to help you calm down, get away from everything. And so when I found out about the assistance animal policy, I looked into bringing my dog down here.
Director of Residence Life at Otterbein, Tracy Benner, says this is the second year the assistance animal policy has been in effect at the school. It follows the Federal Housing Act policy that allows assistance animals, sometimes called emotional support animals, in housing.
The accommodation process starts with a student having a conversation, typically with a disability services coordinator. And this is only for students who have diagnosed disabilities, that they need something special so that they can live in housing successfully.
Benner says right now four students have pets in their dorm room out of 1,250 on-campus residents. Belle is not the only pet Lauren Bex keeps in her dorm room. She also cares for a fish, turtle, and salamander. Belle, though, gets to go to classes.
She's just by my side the entire time. If I'm in class, I'm having a rough day, I think that she can feel it. She's just beneath my feet. She sleeps below the desk. You know, she'll come over and give me kisses.
Director of Residence Life Tracy Benner says there are few limitations on what type of assistance animal a student can have on campus. Dogs, rats, reptiles, and hermit crabs have lived in dormitories. Benner says snakes are not allowed. One student brought one and it was taken away.
It needs to be an animal that is under the control of the student. So if it was wild in any way, or if the student wasn't able to control it, it needs to be housebroken.
19-year-old Julia Teggy, a sophomore at Otterbein, shares her dorm room with Zeus, a 2-year-old foxhound-coonhound mix. She says her roommate and suite mates get along with Zeus.
Without him, it'd be a lot harder for me to live on campus. Last year, I really struggled with getting out of bed, especially during the colder months, and going to class. It's really hard for me to do things without having a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
The University of Nebraska recently settled a lawsuit brought by the U.S. Justice Department and agreed to pay two students $140,000 because it had denied them pets on campus. The university will now allow students to have assistance animals in their campus housing. While more students are living with pets on college campuses, it's still only a small percentage. At Ohio State, only 25 students have pets in their dorm rooms out of about 13,000 who live on campus. Coordinator for the Americans with Disabilities Act at OSU, Scott Listener, says the university has allowed assistance animals for 25 years under ADA.
We have more students with mental health issues coming to college. We have less stigma. I won't say we have no stigma, but we have less stigma. And so those requests are more likely for those reasons.
Listener says now that the rules are clearer about who can have an assistance animal on campus, he expects to see more pets coming to college. Fortunately, he says so far there have not been any disputes when an animal moves in with a student.